Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host for this very special program. Today we're going to talk about how to solve all your problems. That's right, how to solve all your problems. You see, life's problems, let me put it this way. The first thing that you need to do to solve all your problems is to realize that all your life what you've done is react. React, react, react. We have a problem and we react to it. Somebody says something, we react. Traffic is slow, we react. We have some kind of an issue, we react. We react, react, react. And when we react with upset, with nervousness, with anxiety, with resentment, with anger, with excitement, whatever it is that we do, we react, react, react emotionally. And then what happens? Then, well, two things happen. First of all, we make mistakes. We act emotionally instead of rationally and reasonably. When we act emotionally, what do? We make things worse. We compound the problems, and then we have two problems. Then we react to that problem. See, first we react to the first problem, and then we do something foolish, something irrational, something emotional. And then the morning after the night before, we have two problems. So now we react to the second problem. Generally speaking, we react with resentment to the second problem because we saw that it was our own fault, our own error, see, that we messed up. So we resent it or the person that we're reacting to. We resent ourselves. And we have two problems. So now we react again, but before long we start to have symptoms. See, if you get angry or resentful or what have you, then before you know it, you start to have a headache, a tummy ache, you have this or that. See, and then you try some remedy. Maybe you drink alcohol or smoke marijuana or something, and then those cause issues. Or you take pills, and then you have side effects. You see what I mean? And then we react to those. Then we have to go to the doctor eventually, and then the doctor costs a lot of money, and then we resent having to pay a lot of money. See? And before you know it, the one simple problem, the one very simple problem, had we handled it properly, instead of reacting resentfully to it and angrily and so on, now we have a multitude of problems, not to mention family problems. See, if your kids come to you and you're impatient, you're angry, you get impatient with them, well, then your kids become a problem to you. Then you react to that again. You react to your kids again, and then more of a problem. And then communication is bad, and the kids get in trouble with the law, and you know how that one thing leads to another. And before you have long, you have a multitude of problems, including relationship problems. See? And so we eventually have such a mess that then we throw our hands up in the air and we look to somebody on the outside to help us. See, someone to do something. So we look for someone to do it for us. And they make really good money. See, all the problem solvers of the world, they make really good money solving other people's problems. The only thing is, two things. First of all, a lot of times they don't really know what they're doing. And if they mess up, then there's another problem. Plus, you have to pay a lot of money. Sometimes you go into debt. See? And then the other thing is, you still haven't solved the cause. You're just going after symptoms. So now what we need to do is to look at to deal with problems properly. And that's what we're going to do after this very important announcement. Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland. You're listening to my program, which is an excellent one. Comes to you every week at this time. We're talking about how to solve problems, how to solve all your problems. And so the first thing I'm trying to get you to see is that you're just living your life backwards. You are reacting. See? Instead of being proactive, you are reactive. See? And that's just not good for a variety of reasons. And so later in life, see, look, if issues come along, they may not even be problems. See, what we want to do is to prevent problems from occurring. Of course, there'll always be something. You know, there'll be a flat tire here, or, you know, a tree limb will, you know, fall on your roof and damage it a little bit, or, you know, there's always going to be something. But I mean, basically, most of our, what is it that ruins our life? What is it? Well, it's relationship problems, fighting with our husband, with our wife, with our partner, hurt feelings between parents and kids, and kids and parents, and, you know, that sort of thing. Relationship problems, that seems to be where we go wrong. And then the other thing are the symptoms for our errors. So if you spend too much money, then the symptoms are what? Being in debt, for example. See what I mean? Or physical symptoms. You get all upset over it, and you have physical symptoms. So we end up spending all of our time chasing, trying to solve the symptoms or trying to eliminate the symptoms. Now, when we don't live life properly, when we do not apply wisdom, see, when we have character, when we develop character, when we have patience, wisdom, long-suffering, courage, honor, see, when we live a life according to principle, then we develop character. And then when the issues come along, the problems come along, see, we have a stock of character with which to deal with them. Okay? All right. But now a lot of us, we don't have any character. Now why? First of all, we lose our character. See, when you overreact, when you go through life overreacting, and that includes emotions too. I mean, that includes so-called positive emotions, like getting all excited and yelling and screaming at football games and going to parties and getting all excited at parties and going to concerts and spending too much money and getting all caught up in music and, you know, those type of things. Getting all caught up in food and eating too much. See, those are also wrong reactions. See, we ought to be more on an even keel. Fewer highs and lows. See, some people, they eventually feel bipolar. Well, then they get diagnosed with bipolar, but all it is, they're just basically, you know, going to extremes. That's what we all do. That's what all egos do. We go from one extreme to another. First we have a high, then we have a low, then we're all excited, then we get bummed out. See what I mean? That's just typical. That's typical human, typical ego. It's just the way we are, but we have to learn not to be that way. So what is the proper way to deal with little issues that come along? See, if a little issue with your child comes along and you handle it properly, see, with patience first. First of all, patience. That's number one, which means not becoming resentful. Not becoming resentful. Patience. Okay? And when you have patience, then, see, you're not emotional, you're not excited, you're not resentful. then what? Then you can actually see with your God-given intuition, with your God faculty of intuition, you can actually see the meaning of the moment, and you can see the right thing to do. See? But what happens when you get impatient? Well, you say something that you later regret. See? Or you become angry or impatient, then your child gets hurt. See what I mean? So here comes your child with a little issue, and you remain patient. You observe the proper way to handle it, and then you do what's needed, or you don't do anything if nothing's needed. Just the patience, just the calm patience of you is usually often enough to resolve the issue. See, a lot of issues resolve themselves if you don't overreact to them, if you don't feed. You know, what do they say? What's the old expression, throwing fuel on the fire? How many times would an issue resolve itself if you didn't overreact and get all excited and roll up your sleeves and make a mess out of it? See? All right, so patience is the very first thing, not becoming resentful. Then you can have patience. If you become resentful, you can't be patient. So if you become resentful, then back to the drawing board. Now the second problem is judgment. See, every day when you get out of bed, you should be like a little child. You know, a little child leaps from bed in the morning, runs barefoot over the carpet, and looks forward to a brand new day of wonderful adventures. See, the day before is forgotten. Well, what's the beautiful poem? Every day is but a dream. Or every yesterday is but a dream and tomorrow is... Oh, I can't think of it now. A beautiful poem. I think it was... who was it? Was that Omar Khayyam? Or who was it that wrote that beautiful poem? I don't know, but it's just beautiful. But that's the way it is when you're a little child. Every day is a fresh day. Then you live today happily with a sense of joy and adventure. And at the end of the day, see, you become tired from a day full of activities, and then you sleep the beautiful, innocent sleep of a babe, you see? And the next morning you wake up fresh again for another day. But what do? See, we go through life and we overreact and react and react and become resentful. See, when we become emotional, or we become too excited about something, we hear about a sale that's going on, we become all excited about the sale, we rush over there and rush in the store and buy too much and so on, or we eat too much, we get all excited at some party or some gathering or some meal, and we get caught up in the food and the activity or the sport and the game, and then we eat too much and drink too much. See what I mean? Then the next day we have a hangover. Well, we have a hangover from food, a hangover from drugs, a hangover from the emotions, and we also have a hangover of baggage from the past, see? So you wake up in the morning, and then what? Then yesterday's mistakes, you start to remember, why did I say that? Why did she say that? Why did he do that, see? All right, so if you could learn to be less emotional, remain calm, see? Live each moment properly, then the next day you'd be fresh with no baggage from the past. Hello everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book, and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Yes, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. My name is Roland. Yes, I'm in my 60s. I'm not a young man anymore. I'm in my 60s. I've been on the air for almost 24 years now. I've written 16 books. And I know what I'm talking about. So you should listen to what I have to say. You see, life could be so simple. It could be so simple, and it begins when you, it begins in the moment. I was reading some quotes today. I was looking for some quotes for a book that I have written. It's all written, but I'm just doing the final touches on it, a little final editing, maybe adding a quote here and there. It's a beautiful book. It's about Albert Einstein. It's about intuition. It's about the Eureka moment, about creativity. It's about God and about the universe and about cosmology and cosmogenesis and time and light and motion, space. And it's also about Augustine. Yes, Saint Augustine, Augustine of Hippo, who wrote the Confessions of Saint of Augustine. It's a marvelous book, but there was a nice quote there by a lady named Anne Frank. I think you might remember Anne Frank. She was the nice lady that had to hide as a little girl. She had to hide up in the attic, in a little secret room, because the Nazis would be looking for them. They were Jewish. They had to hide, and she wrote in her diary. She said, "Isn't it wonderful that we don't have to wait? We don't have to wait to start making the world a better place," or something like that. Or, "Isn't it wonderful that we can start right this moment to make the world a better place?" So you see, you can start. What do they say? Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Isn't that beautiful? You see, a little girl, they say, out of the mouth of babes. So there's Anne Frank, a lovely young lady. I guess she was a teenager maybe. And she said that, "Isn't it wonderful that we can start making the world a better place right this moment? We don't have to wait." And so likewise, you can start to handle your life properly. You can start to improve your life and develop character and make something good out of the rest of your life. Never mind if you made a mess up till now. You know, somebody said, and then Martin Luther King used it in a speech. I can't remember exactly how he said it, but it was something like, "I'm not the man I should be, and I'm not the man I someday may be, but thank God I'm not the man that I was." So, okay, so you made some mistakes. So you messed up. All right, so communication with your parents wasn't good, or with your kids isn't good, or you've had a divorce or two, or... okay, you messed up. Okay, so you haven't purpose of life yet. Okay, you've been drifting, so on. Okay, so be it. But today is the first day of the rest of your life. So let's begin now, like I said, meeting each moment properly by what? Not resenting. Don't resent your symptoms. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? And you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back. My name is Roland. I've been on the air 24 years. I help people to deal with stress and to start living properly. And yes, I help people find the spiritual side of life. See, we haven't talked about that yet. But let me just say that ultimately, for you to find your purpose and start to live properly, you do have to find the spiritual side of life. But like I said, if you've messed up until now, so be it. See, what is what it is. It is what it is. Don't resent it. That's what I began to say before the break, and it's very important. Very good advice. Listen carefully. Don't resent your symptoms. Don't resent yourself. Don't resent seeing that you messed up. Look, I was reading Augustine. He was very, 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 very thoughtful, way ahead of his time in a lot of ways. He said that, what's the difference between a man and an animal? Well, animals have senses. They have sight and hearing and so forth. Animals have a memory. Animals can remember things. Animals have some sort of logic. I mean, they can figure things out and, get out of a, if an animal gets stuck somewhere, he can get out and so on and so forth. So animals are very, very smart. They can look for food and they can build shelter for themselves and everything. But the difference is that human beings have reason. We can apply reason to things. We can stand back and look at things and apply thoughtfulness and reason. Okay, so that's what you need to learn how to do if you want to be human, not just an animal, but you want to be a human. And you have to learn how to apply your reason, your thoughtfulness to situations. And what is it that's preventing you from doing that right now? Well, it's emotion. It's upset. It's resentment. Okay. And, of course, judgment. Yes, earlier I was going to say that's another problem that we have, is judgment. A lot of ladies have a problem with judgment. A lot of men have anger problems. Ladies do, too. We all do. But ladies have a problem with judgment. They're very judgmental. They judge their husband. They judge men. They judge other people. Very judgmental. And it causes, and it's not good to be judgmental. It's not nice to be judgmental, and so therefore they become guilty over it and anxious over it. They don't feel quite right about themselves. And when we're judgmental, it means we're secretly a little bit hateful. We look down our nose upon other people and so on, and we're sneaky, so we don't feel right about ourselves. We feel a little bit anxious, and we don't have love, so we feel empty. When you don't have love, you feel empty. And when you feel empty, then we try to fill the emptiness with the false love, or we blame someone. See, so a lady feels empty, and then she blames her husband. See, and judges her husband, which is what started her to feel empty in the first place. So we have to let go of judgment. But like I said, so this is very important. If you are, doesn't matter how old you are, whether you're 25 or 30 or 20 or 40 or 50 or 60 or 70, doesn't matter, 80. What I was going to say, Augustine said the difference between animals and people is that we can see things also, we can see things intuitively and in the inner light. We can stand back and look at situations and see the meaning of it in the inner light. Okay? Now this inner light is from God. God gives this inner light to people, not to animals. It's called intuition. It's called what you know in your heart. It's called your gut level knowing, your highest instincts, call it what you will. Okay, it's kind of a wordless way of knowing. Wordless. Okay? Well, so if you see that you've been messing up, you are actually seeing that you've been messing up in the inner light. Okay, so it's a little painful, but don't resent it because you're resenting the inner light. It's the inner light from God. That's your closest link to God. That is your... That is your closest link to the, yes, to all that's good, to God, to love, to happiness, to fulfillment, to finding your purpose in life. Your closest link is your intuition, which now feels like anxiety or conscience. So you must become friends with your intuition. So don't resent seeing that you messed up, because maybe God is showing you wordlessly with your intuition. Don't resent your symptoms. Don't resent anything. Don't resent yourself. Become like a little child. Go through life innocently without resenting people, yourself, or anything. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. Please visit my website, commonsensecounseling.org, for lots of wonderful resources, meditations, books, articles, blog posts, program audio, lots and lots and lots of resources to help you get started, to solve your problems, to find the purpose of life, to have better relationships, to solve your mental health issues, and to find the spiritual side of life. Until next time, this is your friend, Roland. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.